So we're learning Mesilas Yesharim. We're up to the third chapter of Mesilat Yesharim, which is about Pratei HaZehirut, the details of how to be careful. The first idea that Mesilat Yesharim taught was that a person who wants to succeed has to regularly take time out and make assessments and see, you know, am I going in the right direction? Am I doing the right things? Are my actions the right things? Because one of the keys to any military campaign is disinformation. So I was just reading yesterday the biography of Golda Meir that came out, I guess, 6 or 7 months ago. So they said that in the 1956 campaign, Mivtza Kadesh, Israel wanted... Have a good day, Mr. Gross. Thank you. Israel wanted to... Israel wanted to fool Egypt, that Egypt shouldn't realize that they were about to invade Sinai. So it was a time when there were a lot of terrorist attacks from Egypt and from Jordan. So Israel made a lot of noise about how upset it is with Jordan, how it's going to call up its soldiers. So the Americans said, no, you have to calm down the border with Jordan. And then when the Americans were saying, calm down the border with Jordan, they moved into Egypt. So you want to distract people, create disinformation to be able to accomplish your goal. Exactly, right? You have to have a lot of cunning to succeed in war. You can't... You can't be too forward, too open about what you're planning to do. So Mesilat Yesharim teaches that's the challenge of life, that here God put us into this world to earn the good of the next world by becoming godly people. So, and it's a battle. There's the side that would do the good things, become godly, and then there's the side that's trying to dissuade us from being godly. So one of the big objectives of the forces that want to dissuade us from being godly is to make us not realize what we're doing, to have a lot of disinformation, so to get us into a habit, to get us into a routine. Like we saw, Paro says, "Tichbada avodah." There should be so much work; they shouldn't have time to think about what they're doing. Rushing, distraction, being rushed, being in a habit. So the first step, Josh, have a great day. Good morning. The first step is to be someone who's thinking about things and examining things, and trying to examine and weigh and do the right things. So now Mesilat Yesharim, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, gets into the details of how to do that. So number one, Hinei Arotze Lefakeach Al Atzmo, if someone wants to examine himself, Shtayim Heina Hashkafot HaTzrichot Lo, there are two things he has to be asking himself. Ha'achat, the first, Yitbonein Ma'u HaTov HaMiti Sheyivchar Bo HaAdam. The first is, what is good? What is good? What is the right objective? And then, hara amiti sheyanus mimenu, what is the bad that he should run away from? Vashniya, and the second, ala ma'asim asher oseh, the things that he's doing, lirot imhe michlal hatov o michlal hara. Are they from the good or are they from the bad? I was reading yesterday an introduction to Kabbalah. It was written by one of the students of the Gra, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. I think it's called Pardes Rimonim. So what he said was the purpose of the Kabbalah is to focus on the purpose of life. And the Kabbalah says the first basic point in the general society, the purpose of life is to have pleasures, have money, have honor, desires. These are the purposes of life. So the good life is financial security or a lot of wealth, a lot of honor, a lot of pleasures. He said that can't possibly be the purpose of life because that's not in a person's hands. It's not up to a person whether or not he's going to have a lot of wealth. He can work very hard and he won't have a lot of wealth. And there are people They were born to certain families. They don't need to work, and they already have a lot of wealth. So it's not up to a person whether or not he's going to have a lot of wealth. It's really up to Hashem, whether Hashem decides to give him the wealth or he doesn't decide to give him the wealth. And the same is true with kavod. There are people who get recognition for all that they do. There are people who don't get recognition for all that they do. It's not in their hands. So that can't be... What's that? Into daddy's business. That's a, it's a good business to go into. So it's not up to a person. So that's not the purpose of life. So what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is ratzon, the will of Hashem. And or the real ratzon, the real will, that's the purpose of life. Ratzon is the same in gematria as the word shmo, his name. They both equal 346. That the real ratzon should be his name. The purpose of life is to do godly things, to become a person of his name. And that's always in a person's hand. It's in a person's hand whether he'll do the right thing or do the wrong thing, whether he has, if he has a lot of money, so it's in his hands, whether he'll do the right things, even though he has a lot of money, if it's in it, he doesn't have a lot of money, it's also in his hands to do the godly things. So that's what the purpose of life is. The purpose of life is the will of God, and to fulfill the will of God, and to become a person who has Shem Hashem, who has the name of God upon us. So that's what Ramchal says here. The first thing is to realize what is the purpose, what is the goal, and then to start asking ourselves, are our actions fitting with that goal? So the goal is to be a godly person. And are our actions of a godly person? And are they fitting to this goal? Do we have to fix them? So v'zeh b'shas ma'aseh v'shaloba b'shas ma'aseh. This is both when doing things and when not doing things. B'shas ma'aseh, when we're doing things, shelo ya'aseh shum ma'aseh mibli shi'yishkolo to b'maznei zot ha'yediyah. Any action we should ask ourselves, is this fulfilling the goal of life of becoming a godly person? The shelo b'shas ma'aseh, and even when we're not busy doing things, she'yaleh l'fanav zikaron klal ma'asav. Take advantage of time to think about the big picture. Let's say you're sitting in a doctor's office, you have some time, you're waiting. Okay, so let me start examining the whole picture. V'yishkol otam, and measure all of my deeds, k'mo kein b'mozne ha'mishkal hazeh, with this scale. They wrote, ma'yesh pa mehara l'man yatcheoto. What actions do I have that are bad? They have to be rejected. What are the good things that I'm doing? Latmid bo, to keep doing those. Litchazek bo, to become stronger in those things. If I find things that are bad, az yitbonen v'yachkor b'sichlo. And he should think in his mind, eza tachpula yaseh, what plan he can do, lasur min arahu, to leave that bad, v'litaher mimenu, and to purify himself from it. So here I have this nice commentary on Mesilat Yesharim based on the writings of Rav Shlomo Wolbe. So he says that if you listen closely to the language of Ramchal, Ramchal says a person should think deeply and examine with his mind what plan he should do to leave the bad and to become pure from it. In other words, each person really should be looking for an individual approach. His mind, what plan he should do, what are his tricks. And that's what the Gra writes. The Gra says in Mishlei, the verse says, Holech b'yashro yirei Hashem. One who goes on his straight path fears God. Says the Gra, Ki kol adam tzarich lelechet b'darko atzarich lo. Each person has to go on the path that he needs. Ki ein midot bnei adam shavim zeh lazeh. People are different from each other. U'machmat zeh hu ragil ba'avera ba'am me'otah midah. A person might have a certain weakness, so he usually does a certain sin. V'tzarich legader atzmo ma'od bazeh. So he needs to work very much on this sin. U'mah she'in chaveiro tzarich lezu hashmira. His friend doesn't need that, because his friend doesn't have that sin. Chaveiro tzarich legader acher. His friend needs some other area and some other fence. Each person should go on his straight path. And other people will say that's a bad thing. They don't appreciate that's what he needs. But if he goes on his straight path, he's the one who fears God. So what the Gra is saying is an amazing thing. So often we follow a herd. You know, if a herd is doing something, so we join in. I really saw this at the Lag BaOmer event at Seth's house. Like, it started with a certain amount of people, and then suddenly, as the night wore on, there were tons of more people showing up after, like, you know, it was called for 7:30, but there were people streaming in at 9. So what must be happening, I didn't realize this till this event, is that people communicate via text. So, like, somebody comes to an event and there's music and there are people and there's food and there's a good feeling. You send a text to a friend, you got to come over. Suddenly there's this snowball of everybody. There must have been 200 kids there. You know, everybody must have gotten the text, you've got to come over. They didn't know at the beginning of Lag BaOmer where they were going to be. But everybody else is there and it's a great time. You got to come. So everybody's coming. So here the Gra is saying the exact opposite. It's not saying that, you know, do it because other people are doing it. They're doing it, it's a good thing, I should do it too. It's that every person has his own set of issues. Like, I might have an issue of being too soft. So that's my issue. I have my issue. I have to find things that I need to do to work on my issue. And other people say, well, why are you doing that? It's not necessary. It's not the halacha. I don't do that. And they may be right. It's not necessary. It's not the halacha. It's not what they need to do. It's what I need to do, because this is my issue. And I find that because of this issue, I'm, you know, doing the wrong thing. So I need to fix myself on my issue. Somebody else has his issue. And every person really has to have his own analysis. What is it that I struggle with? You know, what do I need to do to fix myself up? It could be that a person wants to learn. And he very much wants to have regular learning, but he knows that it's just hard. He started to do Shnayim Mikra, it's hard to keep doing Shnayim Mikra. He tried to do a Mishnah a day, it's hard to keep doing a Mishnah a day. So maybe his issue is the consistency. So maybe for him, the advice is he should have a Chavruta. So how can I let down my Chavruta? You know, he's a very social person. He doesn't want to let down a friend. So he has a chavruta. That'll give him the consistency. That'll anchor him. Each person has their own issue. And based on their issue, they really should be setting up their own plans of how to achieve the goal. The goal is to be a godly person and to live a godly life. And we all have our own struggles. I remember when I was a kid, so I felt that one of my struggles was anger. I used to get upset and frustrated. So I didn't want to keep with that issue. So I found a book called Haser Kas Milibecha, Remove Anger from Your Heart. And I learned it for, like, say, 2 months or so during recess. So that had a big impact on me. It calmed me down a lot. So, you know, that was my, you know, tachbula, my personal idiosyncratic advice for my personal failing. Other people don't have anger. Maybe they have other issues. They have speaking the truth, or being friendly, or being kind, whatever that person, everybody has their own issues. So a person has to find their issue and set up for their own plans. There are different etzot for different issues, you know. Maybe for anger, it was to learn a book on Musar about anger. Maybe, you know, there are all sorts of other advice in that book. One advice was that there was a Baal Musar was working on his midot. So he used to have a separate robe for when he was angry. So he took a robe, and he said, this is going to be my robe for when I'm angry. So whenever he felt like saying something in anger, he would run to the closet and put on his special anger robe. So by putting on his anger robe, by the time, you know, he put on the anger robe, it was in a different object, he could calm himself down. So this Baal Musar wrote the book about anger, said, why don't you take a jacket that's torn or the buttons are off, because you're ruining your neshama when you get angry. So you'll run to put on, you know, this torn jacket. Now I can get angry. Then already, okay, you're not going to want to get angry. Or he has another suggestion. He said, have your wife video you in anger. And then when you calm down, you watch what you looked like in anger. So when I watch what I looked like in anger, you know, where's this, you know, that'll be a big source of trying to avoid it, get away from it.
There's only one problem.
Yes.
When anger sets in,
yeah,
it's almost instant.
Right.
Because it's a trigger. It's not like coming in and you feel...
No, but I think if you know that you have to do these things, that when this trigger comes, you have this override mechanism.
That's the point, maybe. That's the point.
So you got to run to your coat. You have to run to your coat. So now it's not a trigger. Now you're thinking...
By the time you put your coat on, your anger is past.
That's the whole point.
That's good. So that'll help you. That's an eitzah to overcome. But everybody has their own personal things. What's going to help them? And they have their own little issues that they need to work on. So that's what Ramchal is saying. The person should look for his yitbonein besichlo, in his mind. What is my issue? And what is my tachbula? What plot can I do for my issue? I'll give you another example. Rav Yisrael Salanter, so when he was upset with someone, so he, instead of trying to work on himself to forgive the person, he would go and do a favor for the person. He'd go give the person a gift. He said, because if I'm going to try to work on myself to forgive the person, I'm not going to forgive him. I'm upset, I'm hurt, I'm not going to forgive. But if I go do a favor, so now I'm already invested in that person. I've invested money in him. I've given him a gift. I feel a bond with him. So once I feel a bond with him, then the upset's going to go away. So again, that was a tachbula. It was a subterfuge to overcome the feeling of being upset with somebody. So, you know, that's what Ramchal is saying. Everybody has to know himself and think about himself. What are his issues? And what are the tachbulot to overcome my issues?
It's hard. I mean, it's a hard thing. I don't think people generally are strong enough to notice their faults and correct them. But it's a nice thing to aim for. But it takes a lot. It really does.
It takes effort. So the next thing that Ramchal is going to say is that you should have a little notebook. Have a little notebook. Exactly. Keep a journal. And you write down, you know. And Ravolbi adds, write both. Write the things that are inspiring to you and the things that you'd like to do better. So when you write it down, the power of writing is itself a very powerful thing, because when you write, you have to concretize your thoughts, you have to define things. And the physical act of writing does a lot to internalize. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that, I forget who it was, but one of them, Orion, died or had a near-death experience, went into heaven, he came back, and they said, what did you see? He said, what I saw was that they say in heaven, Ashrei Misha Balakan v'talmudo biyado. Praise of the person who comes here with his Talmud in his hand. So the simple understanding is that they were saying, praise is the person who comes to heaven and he remembers all of his learning. That he learned it, it didn't just go out, he's got it, his learning is in his hand. But the Maharsha, I think it's on Daf Ches, Baba Basra. Wow, Noah, that is beautiful. The Maharsha, he says an amazing thing. The Maharsha says, how do you remember your learning? If your learning is in your hand, that you write it. Ashrei Misha Balakan, praises the one who comes here, v'talmudo biyado, that he took copious notes, and he has notebooks, and he wrote, because when you write, then it's in your hand. That's what enables you to remember it, because when you hear it, when you say it, it's still up in the head. But once it went to the hand, you've internalized it into your body. When you write something down, that requires a deeper degree of internalization. So praises the person who comes here, v'talmudo, all of his learning is biyado. He wrote it all down. His learning is in his hand. He wrote it down. That was the accomplishment, that he accomplished it through the learning. So that's what Rabbi Volbi says, that he keeps a journal, or he kept a journal, both for things that he found inspiring and things that he found about himself that he had to work on. So if he heard a class and a great message and it was meaningful to him, so he would go to his home and write down, you know, I learned that a person should greet everybody with a smile, because if we don't, we're depressing them, and you know, emotions are such a big part of life. I'm going to try to greet people with smiles. And he wrote it down, and he had this record. And then you'd go back periodically to look, okay, this is what I was thinking about a year ago, this is what I was working on a year ago, this is where I've gotten, and to see where he's coming. And that's a very big part of this, that to be careful with a person's deeds, we should keep a record and we should examine the deeper core. You know, a lot of what we do comes from other reasons. that's part of this, is that to think about the real root of what we're doing. Like, what's the real source of why we're doing the things that we're doing? What's it really all about? Take Korach. So Korach comes in front of Moshe, and he says to Moshe, if I have a garment that's all tchelet, all the whole four-cornered garment is tchelet, does it need tzitzis? So Moshe says, yeah. So Korach says, doesn't make sense. If I have one string of tchelet, that's enough for the garment. So here it's thousands of strings. The whole garment is tchelet. Why should it need tzitzis? So you read that, you say, well, Korach's coming with his logic. But Rashi tells us that that's not really why Korach was coming. Says Rashi, why did Korach come? It was that Korach was from the Bnei Kahas. And his cousin had just been appointed as the head of the Bnei Kahas. And Korach was jealous. He said, understand, Moshe, you become the king. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. So you couldn't give me to be the leader of the Bnei Kahas. You have to go to my younger cousin, Elitzafan, Ben Uziel. He should become the leader of the Bnei Kahas. So the real root was the jealousy. And from the jealousy, it came to everything else. But it started as jealousy. So a person has to look, you know, what is the real motivator of what I'm doing? What's the real root? And then to think of plans of how I can adjust it, work on the real root, and also to work on the deeds. This deed might be the wrong action. And to change it, let's say Yaakov, he criticizes Shimon and Levi. So what does he criticize Shimon and Levi for? He says, Arur apam ki az, cursed is their anger. So even though he doesn't curse them for killing the city of Shechem, or he does, he mentions that they killed the city of Shechem, he mentions that they tried to kill Yosef, but the real root is this issue of anger, that they got angry, they didn't think things through, and the anger is what caused the disaster. So when we examine our deeds, we should be looking to the root behind our deed. We should be looking at the big picture. We should be examining, are our actions fitting in with the big picture? And we should always be watching and observing and writing. And in that way, we bezrat Hashem merit to fix ourselves. And that's the beginning of Chalkei HaZehirut, the ways of being careful. Thank you. Thank you.